God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. I love good news. I love bright mornings and good coffee and smiling faces and good reports. But sometimes I don't get good news, and sometimes it's not a sunshiny day. Well, here's the thing. Your choice today is not between good news or bad news. Your choice today is between true or false. The fact is, you usually do not determine whether the news you hear is good or bad, and even that designation is relative. What is absolute is what is true and what is false, what is right and what is wrong. Ahab was a man who knew what he wanted. He wanted to go up to battle against the king of Syria. He knew how to do it. He wanted to join forces with a companion king. And he knew what had to be done to make it sound legitimate. He had to ask the so-called prophets of God, who were really bankrolled, I suppose, by Ahab himself. He had to ask their advice as to what he should do. Well, they were yes men. They gave him good news. They gave him positive news. They gave him affirmative news. The problem is what they said was false. They said, hey, God's with you. Go up. Do exactly what you want to do. Well, that sounded positive, but it wasn't positive because it was false. It was a lie. At the other king's urging, he asked one more prophet, Micaiah by name, what he should do. But he didn't want to ask Micaiah because, as he said twice, he doth not prophesy good concerning me, but evil. Now, by good and evil, we do not mean morally virtuous or evil. We're talking about positive news or negative news. Now, here's the thing. Positive and negative, good or bad, those are relative terms. For instance, if I were to say Brussels sprouts, last Sunday I had bacon and Brussels sprouts for lunch. It was awesome. I was eating in Topeka, Kansas, and among other things, I ate Brussels sprouts and bacon. It was delicious. Okay, but maybe you don't like Brussels sprouts. So whether Brussels sprouts are good or evil in that context is totally a matter of taste. Taste is not absolute. Taste is the difference between what is between my tongue and my brain and your tongue and your brain. I think it tastes good. You think it tastes evil. The problem is truth and falsehood is not relative. It's not good because I want it to be. It's not bad because I think it is. It is what it is. And what we've done in this modern world is we've imposed an ethic about tastes on whether something is true or false. Good or bad, in that sense, is something that is related to my opinion. True or false is not related to my opinion. If I go step out off the end of a tall building, everyone knows what will happen. I can think I will fly, but I will not, because there's a truth called gravity. Micaiah, the one prophet who was true to God, said, as the Lord liveth, what the Lord saith unto me, that will I speak. In the end, Ahab died because God gave him up to his own way. God gave him up to the lie he wanted to hear, and the lie that sent him to his grave. So positive and negative, good and evil in that sense, is relative, but truth is not. Good and bad are not the choices today. Good news and bad news is not the choice you will have to make. True and false is the choice you will have to make. And the greatest good comes to those who seek what is true, not what they want.